I was just going to make a comment about this hope. If we were hoping for heaven and we were hoping that we don't go to hell, then it would not be very peaceful, mm-hmm. as Romans 5:1 says.
We have peace with God, yes.
So we do have peace with God. And that's an assurance, mm-hmm. of our salvation. Mm-hmm. When it's peaceful like that, that does bring us peace. And trials and suffering, as 1 Peter 1:6 says, they're not peaceful.
No.
When you're in the midst of them. No. They're tumultuous and and they upset our lives. Mm-hmm. And although we can joyfully consider them a refining of our faith,
yes.
when we come through the other mm-hmm. side of it, but when we're in it, it's not very peaceful.
No.
And I think that's that
but
really
we
clarifies.
Can have hope in the midst of trials, although we don't necessarily have peace. We can have that hope that things are going to come out well in the end of this process. And I'm glad you brought that up, Lisa, because as we consider these passages of Scripture and we're thinking about the rightly dividing of the Word as concerns our salvation, it's important to note that with the first of our salvation, the salvation of our spirit, we have assurance. We don't just get hope. We should never say, well, I'm just hoping I'm going to heaven. Although I hear people say that, well, I hope so. We ought to know, if we've placed our faith in Christ's finished work for us on the cross, that assures us that we're going to heaven. But if we're reading about something that is a hope, then it has to be something in addition to the salvation of the Spirit. It's attached to a separate part of our salvation, because hope is certainly not what we have with the salvation of the Spirit.
So when your spirit is saved, you have assurance. You have assurance mm-hmm. that you're not going to pay the penalty of sin, which is everlasting separation from God. And you move into the area of hoping that you're unattained to the glory of God, the hope mm-hmm. of glory. Mm-hmm. The hope that you're going to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, pleasing to Him, and you're going to hear, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. That's what the hope is. So the hope doesn't have anything to do with just the fact that you're born again. That you give assurance and you have a certain peace because, oh, mm-hmm. the heaviness of the sin has mm-hmm. been taken care of. And now we look forward to this glory of God. There's this wonderful, wonderful promises there that God wants us to enter into. And so we'll just plan to enter in.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm trying to get my mind around what the hope of the glory of God. What it, the glory, I know glory means to make bigger, right? Or to glorify, to make bigger. I don't know. Let me get my mind around what am I hope? What's the hope? I understand hope. What's the glory?
Okay. When Jesus returns, then Scripture says the knowledge of the Lord is going to cover the earth like the water covers the sea. And there's all these wonderful promises about the lamb laying down with the lion and how the believers who have been have walked by faith will rule and reign with Christ in His glorious kingdom. And when He comes back, He's not going to be the same suffering servant type of guy that He was when He was here the first time. He is going to be the King. He is going to be the most glorious King. Wonderful. Glorious, mighty, majestic. And all the negative things are going to pass away, and everything is going to be just a wonderful, positive, glorious. What other words can you use?
Okay.
So
perfect.
Paul says in Philippians, I want to lay hold of that for which I was laid hold of by Christ. And he's thinking about this glorious kingdom. He said, therefore I press on toward the goal for the prize. The prize has to do with what God has prepared us for in his glorious kingdom. So it's the kingdom of glory, the millennial reign of Christ, mm-hmm. which is mm-hmm. the thing that we're immediately looking forward mm-hmm. to.
The next scripture that we look at is going to show us just a little bit about Christ's glory. But you know, even Romans 8 speaks of the earth groaning and travailing to be set free from its bondage to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God, the sons of God. So even the earth will be released from thorns and thistles and the curse that came about as a result of Adam's fall when Christ returns. So that's going to be part of the whole glory. But Jesus himself will be glorified, and we will receive glorified bodies in that time that can never die again, that will be like Christ's body after he was resurrected from the dead. And that will certainly be glorious to know that we won't ever be sick again, that we can move at the speed of light, at the speed of thought, and we can do whatever we desire to do in that kind of a body. That will be glorious. There right. are many aspects of this great, glorious kingdom that's coming.
Think how glorious it will be to be conformed to the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, that's what God says he wants to do. Conform us to the Lord Jesus Christ in our body.
Inside and outside.
In our soul. Oh, me.
Mm-hmm. That's a great hope. It's a great hope. But I wanted to comment about that protected by the power of God through faith, verse 5.
In 1 Peter,
that we're to obtain an inheritance imperishable, undefiled, and won't fade away, reserved in heaven for us who are protected by God's power through faith. I think sometimes when I first read that, I thought about physical protection, that somehow God was protecting us, and I didn't quite understand. It's not that we might not die early should God so choose. You know, Stephen was martyred early, but he received this salvation. He was protected not from death. He was protected for a salvation which will be revealed for him at the judgment seat of Christ. Stephen will be there, and I would think that he would gain a great reward. And it didn't matter that God didn't protect him physically until he was an old man. That's not what's meant here. It's if we're walking by faith, we will be protected to receive that inheritance, that prize, that great and glorious salvation of the soul.